Here's this week's devotion from Fremont Presbyterian Church.
Hey, Fremont family, I'm Tim Alst. I'm one of our elders, and I'm here to talk about this week's memory verse, Matthew 5:13. So here it is. You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? It's no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet. In this verse, Jesus is speaking to his disciples, his apprentices, and he's telling them they're the salt of the earth. So why was Jesus using the word salt? Here's a fascinating book. It's called Salt, A World History. It's really a great read. It describes how salt has shaped civilization from the very beginning. Empires were built and they were destroyed by their ability to possess and control salt. Now, during Jesus' day, the Roman soldiers' pay, it was called salarium, which literally meant salt money. That's where the word salary today comes from. Employees that don't do a very good job, they're considered not worth their salt. What made salt so important? Its ability to preserve things, to keep things from rotting and turning putrid. You see, as disciples of Jesus, we're charged both individually and corporately as a church with preserving the world, from keeping the world from becoming putrid and rotten. Yes, we as Christians, we play a vital role in preserving the world from corruption to sin and godlessness. We're in the world, but we're not of this world, and we must never allow this world to shape us into its own mold. We're to be seasoning a bland, insipid, and corrupted world. Our words are to be seasoned with salt by speaking the truth of the glorious gospel of grace with those who are dead in their sins. We're to be a preserving agent that's used by God to restrain this world's evil from spreading its cancerous fingers into the lives of those who need to trust in Christ alone as their Lord and their Savior. So let's take up our cross and lay hold of these important instructions that Jesus gives to his disciples to be the salt of the earth. And let's beware that we don't lose our saltiness by walking in tandem with the world. But rather, let's live our life unto the Lord and do his praise and glory so that we won't waste this life of ours, but be a worthy witness to the goodness and grace of our Heavenly Father. Our Father who loved this world so much that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him won't perish but have everlasting life. I want to thank you so much for joining me in this week's devotion and memory verse. May God keep you and bless you. Amen.
At Fremont Presbyterian Church, we believe one of the many ways we grow in our faith is by hiding the precious treasure of God's Word within our hearts. That's why our church family is memorizing a verse of Scripture every week in 2022. For more information about this journey, go to fremontpress.org/bibleverses. Make sure you're subscribed to get the latest devotion each Monday and Wednesday morning. Check out our main podcast at fremontpress.org/podcast.